This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for June 2023. The skies give us a break from recent intensity and a return, briefly, to an atmosphere that feels familiar. They encourage gregariousness, going out and about, taking center stage, and basking in the spotlight. Make like it's summer even before the solstice, which happens June 21st, and even if it's winter on your side of the planet, dress up, show off, draw attention. It's what you're supposed to do. The vibe comes from action hero Mars in the outgoing, fun-loving sign of Leo all month long. He gets an assist at the outset from the Sagittarius full moon, June 3rd, which invites examination of our masculine impulses and the masculine itself, by forming a wide grand trine in fire to Mars and Chiron in Aries, inflaming violence and toxic masculinity. Social director Venus joins Mars on stage starting June 5th and stays in the spotlight all month long as well. Her bent toward indulgence and self-expression thrives in this warmth, and she arrives primed for attention, glamour, and a touch of romance from a trine to Neptune, June 2nd. Her first day in Leo comes with the frustration of unattainable or withering desires, thanks to her opposition to Pluto. By the 11th, she has us happily and unapologetically wanting more, 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 as she squares her ally in indulgence, Jupiter. Venus and Mars's journey puts drive and desire on the same page, which makes for unity of purpose and a sense of entitlement during the month's one potentially bumpy and most dramatic stretch. From June 13th to 18th, Mars is triggering action on unfinished business from the May 2023 and November 2022 lunar eclipses. Watch for motivation to roar up inside you or in people coming at you, to tackle revelations and push for endings, many involving money, resources, investments, and issues of trust and betrayal. What ensues could simulate a telenovela. May as well have fun with it. Do keep in mind that no one, and this includes you, is inclined to put up with being ignored, sidelined, or invalidated. If you've hankered for the moxie to pull something off, it will be flowing through you. And if push does not immediately come to shove, don't assume an impact isn't in the works. Breaks of all kinds, through, up, out, are coming by month's end when Mars squares quick change artist Uranus, July 26th. Fortunately, we're communicating with fewer complications than in May. Minds and conversations start out fixed on practicalities, with Mercury moving decidedly forward in Earthbound Taurus. The first gear shift comes June 11th, the same day Venus adopts her flashier guise. Material matters become extraordinarily focused by a clarifying trine from Mercury to Pluto, after which everyone and everything lighten up and turn breezy and distractible as Mercury flies into his airy home of Gemini. Issues of limits, responsibility, and accountability enter the chatter June 15th, when Mercury squares Saturn. Regroup and make a new plan, North 3. Fresh starts and reboots abound at the Gemini new moon, June 18th, with a square to transcendent Neptune adding a dose of inspiration, fantastical thinking, or, sigh, gaslighting. Those potentials grow until Mercury completes a square to Neptune, June 25th. Emotionality and sensitivity take over as the month ends, when Mercury enters Cancer June 26th, and he and the Sun make stabilizing links to Saturn June 28th and 30th. Underneath it all, running like background programs, are two slow, lumbering outer planet shifts that will take us into 2024. The first directs focus to issues of responsibility, maturity, isolation, and containment that have been swirling since Saturn entered Pisces March 7th. Starting June 2nd, the planet of adulting and consequences spends the month on the degree of his retrograde, which kicks in June 17. This will be especially noticeable to you if you have anything close to 7 degrees of a mutable sign. Even if not, a slow, inexorable review process is taking shape. Echoes of 1994 may be in the air, the last time Saturn traveled through these degrees. At the same time, we're back to addressing our foundations personally and collectively as change agent Pluto returns to Capricorn June 11th for the rest of the year. Restructuring and repairing are on the agenda, and where they're no longer possible, demolition is coming. We'll get one more crack at these issues later in 2024. For now, go where passion leads you. And have fun with it. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, where you can sign up for my mailing list, listen to my weekly forecasts, book a session with me, and purchase guides to working with Saturn and with Pluto. I host the show Celestial Compass on Om Times Radio on the first and third Monday of every month at 5 p.m. Eastern. I also host lively conversation on Facebook, on the page Empowerment Unlimited, and in the group, the Astro Insight Lounge. I have lots of bonus content at patreon.com/Kathy Beal, including introductions to Saturn in Pisces and Pluto in Aquarius, and I'm really grateful to the people who support my work there. I post on Instagram at K.A. Beal, and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian channel.